second half that I've ever seen our team play. And just really, really pleased. The way they covered kicks all night, the way we played defense, the way we played offense, the way we moved people up front. I mean, they played, it was a physical first half too, but that second half was the most physical I've ever seen our football team play. Really proud of them for that.
You guys really seemed to get your groove in the third quarter. What happened during halftime that, you know, allowed you to get into that groove?
I point to the physical play of our offensive line. Coming off the ball, there's some big holes. Frank ran well. Receivers were blocking. Crabb had a physical play early in the game, breaking two or three tackles. But it was just that kind of physical play. Some good plays were called, and guys were feeling it and coming off the ball.
Jim, do you think these Thursday night games, both teams – having played on a Sunday, they're showing the effects of a game 4 days later?
I can't say for sure. I mean, I make any grand statement. I just think it's a sweet win, and really proud of our guys. That's probably a question for the fellas, you know. Ask them. I can't imagine it's really good for the body, but, you know, I'm sure you can get firsthand opinion from them.
Jim, can you describe the confidence you feel when you go 13-6 and you know your defense can hold?
Again, I mean, they were just playing so physically, you know, up front, Justin, Ray, Isaac, Alden, thought he had a terrific game. And then the two linebackers were just outstanding, along with, we're talking about Bowman and Willis and Brooks. And secondary made some big plays. Big pass breakups, and just point to that. It was a, our guys, it was a real football fight, and our guys won it.
Jim, was Gore injured at the end of the game?
Yeah, he has something. Yeah, we're looking into. Can't tell you exactly what the extent of it.
What was the thought process at the end of declining the safety?
Because we can just kneel on the ball and have the game be over. Otherwise, they'll onside kick it, and you give them a chance to win the game.
Jim, so. When you know Joe Staley was going to play, and did you think of his performance considering a short weekend or concussion?
Oh, Joe Staley's. I thought it was excellent. All you can point to all those linemen up front, including Leonard Davis and the five starters that they physically played great.
Yeah. You know Joe was going to be
available. He went through the final piece of his progression yesterday.
Jim, you touched on it briefly about the special teams and the punt coverage in particular.
Dynamite. Coverage was great. It was against a tremendous returner, and Seattle's been very good on special teams, and it was lights out on the coverage teams. And then Ted Ginn, had a great game tonight. We just played really well on special teams. It was great to see. Played very physical. Played very good. Got off of blocks. Got tackles. Made plays. I mean, that's what. The kickers kicked extremely well. David had a great night, and so did Andy. Some big punts out of Andy.
Why put Ginn back on kick returns when Williams had been doing that? Just the Seahawks. Game he had against them last year?
Yeah, for this game, that's what we decided to do, and he did a great job.
Alex's interception, do you know, like, you think bad read or what happened?
Well, I mean, I saw what he saw exactly because I was kind of right behind him, and I saw Randy open on the back end of the end zone, and, I would have made the same decision that he made to throw it. The only thing would have been to throw it high, get it up high where, you take the interception out of the equation. But thought Alex had some had a very good game, made really good decisions. He was fantastic for us all night. Really had a perfect game in the running game, and did a great job getting us into the right play. Played with a lot of poise. Made some conversions for us, and thought he played extremely well. But, you know, this game is, this game again, I think it really goes back to, you know, the way our team played physically. It was a physical first half, and it was the most physical I've ever seen our team play in the second half, and I think that's where the game was won.
Why did the holes open in the third quarter?
What?
Why did the holes open offensively in the third quarter?
guys up front, you know, that's, we're doing a good job. I mean, we had a ran a few traps and had them in the right look, and timing was great on it. And Potty had some big blocks. Jonathan Goodwin had a heck of a night. Came off of a sick bed to do it. You know, just what makes him great. You know, along with talent. You know, just a deep desire to you know, play and you know, be there for his teammates. like he said, it would have been worse to not play and have to watch it. And he really came through for us big time tonight.
Did Greg Roman call those traps? Did you call those traps?
Greg.
Keep in mind why exactly you burned through your timeout so quickly in the first half.
Yeah. Two were defense and one was offense. All of them were in a miscommunication.
Couple more.
Going at to the end of the first half, that was a very rough game for the offense. What did you tell your team coming in, and you made adjustments in the second half?
That was a great game, sweet game. What'd you say? It was a rough game.
Well, rough for the offense. What did you tell your offense when you made adjustments going into the third quarter? Execution, was everything executing right?
Yeah, just made some adjustments at halftime and. I just felt like we had to come out and have a great second half and opened up with the first drive. I think we had six or seven first downs on that drive. That was, you know, that was big. Got into some play action, but did a tremendous job running the ball.
Jim, there was a lot of talking by both sides early, a couple flags for unsportsmanlike conduct or unnecessary roughness. Did the coaches have to say anything to the players to remind them to keep their poise, or did they just kind of get into the flow of the game?
Yeah, I think they were just in the flow of the game. It was a rough, tough football game.